Okay, so you're here because, let's be honest, you want to get to the bottom of this whole SEO ranking thing,
Yeah,
right?
it's kind of like everyone's got their own secret recipe and
Right. It's
wrestler.
so hard to know what to trust.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're going to do a deep dive today, and take a look at an article by Double Dome Digital Marketing.
Okay.
They're kind of laying out their perspective on how all this is changing, and it's really about, what can we expect next year and beyond?
Yeah, and how do we stay ahead of the curve?
Right. How do we make sure that our, websites, our businesses are staying visible as all this stuff changes?
Especially since it's changing so rapidly now.
Yeah. And I think one of the things that they point out that I thought was really fascinating is just how much better computers are getting at understanding human language.
Yeah, like legitimately.
Yeah. And how, the meaning of words and phrases changes over time.
Right.
Think about slang. Think about just how.
It's crazy how fast that moves now,
Yeah.
like with the internet.
And computers are now so much better at recognizing those shifts.
Yeah. So what does that mean for like you and me running businesses? What does it
Yeah.
mean for SEO?
Yeah, I mean, so if search engines can now really grasp the nuance of what we're searching for, does that change how we should be writing the content on our websites?
It absolutely does because like in the past you could kind of game the system a little bit
Right.
just by like using certain keywords a certain number of times,
Keyword stuffing.
keyword stuffing. Yeah, and it didn't really matter if the content was any good.
Yeah.
But
Now they're gonna know.
now they know, and like they can tell if your content is valuable or not.
Yeah.
So like if you're just stuffing keywords in there, but it's not actually answering the user's question,
Right.
Google's going to pick up on that, and
Yeah.
you're not going to rank as high.
Yeah. It's so interesting because then they also talked about this idea that, online consumers now expect more
Way more.
than they used to.
And they get annoyed,
Yeah.
like intrusive ads. I just close the window. I don't even think twice. Like
Yeah.
if it's interrupting my flow,
Yeah.
I'm gone.
Right.
I'll find what I need somewhere else.
Yeah. And I think, the article even said that people will abandon sites or even switch search engines
Oh yeah.
if they consistently have a bad experience.
I know I have. Especially on my phone, if the website's not mobile friendly,
Yeah.
like forget it. I'm out of here.
Yeah, so what does that mean then, if we're so quick to leave
Right.
and we have such high
Well, it
expectations.
means the search engines have to keep up.
Right.
They got to make sure that the websites they're showing us are actually good.
Yeah.
Otherwise, people are just going to stop using them.
Yeah.
I mean, that's their whole business, right?
Right.
Is to connect people with the information they're looking for.
Right.
So if the websites they're recommending are garbage,
They're gonna go out of business.
yeah, no one's going to use their search engine anymore.
So essentially what they're saying is user experience is now a ranking factor,
Big time.
even if
It's
it's
not
not.
explicitly stated.
Yeah.
It's just common sense.
Right.
Like if your website is frustrating to use,
People are gonna leave.
people are going to bounce and Google's going to notice that.
Right. And that's gonna affect your ranking.
100%.
Okay, so then they quote this
This Atlanta SEO consultant.
Right. And he says that the future of SEO is going to be about relevant content
Oh.
that is updated regularly
Yep.
and it's easy for people to use.
Makes sense.
Right. So, but what does he really mean by relevant content? Because the article kind of contrasts it with just throwing in a bunch of random keywords.
Right.
So, in today's world, what does relevant content actually look like?
Okay, so think about it like this, right?
Okay.
In the past, it was all about matching keywords.
Yeah.
Like if someone searched for best pizza near me.
You would just have best pizza near me all over your website. Yeah, exactly. You'd stuff it in there as many times as you could.
Right.
But now it's about understanding the intent behind that search.
Okay.
So what does someone who's searching for best pizza near me actually want?
Right.
They probably want a list of pizza places. They probably want reviews, maybe some photos,
Right.
maybe directions or hours of operation.
Right.
So relevant content in this case would be a page that provides all of that information
That makes sense.
in a way that's easy to read and navigate.
Right.
So it's not just about the keywords anymore.
It's about the whole experience.
It's about providing a solution to the user's problem.
Okay. And they also mentioned that it needs to be updated regularly.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, think about it, like this, the internet is constantly changing.
Okay.
New information is coming out all the time.
Right.
Businesses are opening and closing.
Yeah.
Reviews are being updated.
Yeah.
So if your content is old and outdated,
Right.
it's not going to be relevant anymore.
It's not going to be helpful to the user.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Google knows that.
Right.
So they're going to favor websites that have fresh content.
Okay, so let's talk about that a little bit more.
Sure.
Because the article goes on to talk about how
users have gotten more sophisticated.
Right, like early internet users.
We were so naive.
Right, we were just happy to like...
We were happy to be there.
To be online.
Like dial up internet.
Yeah.
We were patient.
Right.
Websites took forever to load.
Yeah.
Navigation was terrible.
It didn't matter.
We didn't care.
We were just excited to be there.
Exactly.
You know.
We're savvy.
Yeah, we expect things to be...
We expect instant gratification.
Yeah.
Fast.
Intuitive.
Easy to use.
Intuitive.
If website's not working properly,
we're out.
We're gone.
Yeah.
Way on to the next one.
So what do you think that means then for businesses that are still using those kind of old school online marketing tactics?
Trouble.
Yeah.
Because basically what we're saying is
right.
You can't just slap a website together anymore and expect it to rank.
Yeah.
You have to actually put some effort into making it a good experience for the user.
So it's not just about SEO anymore. It's about...
It's about the whole package.
Yeah.
It's about user experience. It's about design.
It's about your content.
Content marketing.
It's about everything.
It all works together.
Okay, so let's kind of distill this down into some actionable takeaways.
Okay, I like it.
You know, we've talked about a lot of different things here.
Yeah.
But what are the key shifts in SEO ranking that businesses need to be aware of?
Okay, so number one.
Yeah.
Relevant content,
mm-hmm.
and not just any relevant content.
Right.
Content that actually answers the user's question.
Okay.
And it has to be kept up to date.
Yeah.
Like fresh,
right.
new information.
Got it.
Number two.
Yeah.
User experience.
Okay.
This is huge.
Yeah.
Your website has to be fast,
mm-hmm.
easy to navigate,
right.
mobile friendly.
Okay.
And just generally a pleasant experience to use.
So are we saying that the days of keyword stuffing are over?
They're so over.
Like you can't just...
Don't even try.
Yeah.
In fact,
yeah.
it's probably going to hurt you.
Right.
Because Google can tell when you're doing that.
Yeah.
And they're going to penalize you for it.
Yeah. So...
Focus on creating good content.
Right.
That people actually want to read.
Yeah.
And then answer their questions.
Makes sense.
And make sure your website is easy to use.
Okay. So if people want to learn more about this...
Yeah.
This article was from Double Dome Digital Marketing,
mm-hmm.
and their website is doubledome.com/service-services.
They know what they're talking about.
Right. And then they also have a couple of blog posts
well, cool.
that I thought were interesting.
Mm.
One is don't overlook this vital search engine SEO ranking factor.
Okay.
And the other one is 5 strategies for boosting your SEO ranking affordably.
So good for the budget conscious.
Right.
I like it. Sounds like a good place to start.
I think the takeaway here is that SEO is really changing.
Yeah.
Big time.
It's not about...
It's not what it used to be.
Yeah, it's not about tricks anymore.
Right.
It's really about understanding.
It's about the user.
Yeah.
Like, what do they want?
Your audience.
What are they looking for?
Right, and how can you give it to them?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And if you can do that...
You'll rank.
Google will reward you for it.
Right. So as we kind of wrap up this deep dive into SEO ranking...
Mm-hmm.
I want you to just take a minute and think about your website
okay.
or your business's online presence
yeah.
and ask yourself
a tough question.
Yeah. Is it really serving your audience?
Mm-hmm.
Like, are you giving them what they want?
Are you making it easy for them?
And is it easy for them to find what they need?
Uh-huh.
And if the answer is no,
you got some work to do.
Then it might be time to
kind of make some changes.
Rethink your strategy.
Yeah. Get with the times.
Right. Because SEO is evolving.
It's not going away.
And if you don't evolve with it...
You're going to get left behind.
You're going to get left behind. So true.
All right. So that's our deep dive.
That was a good one.
Yeah. I hope you found it helpful.
I think people are going to get a lot out of this.
I hope so.
All right.
We'll see you next time.
See you later.
Bye.